Monday edition of our corporate and collective prayer cycle, where we come together as the great men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity, come together to share our faith and to welcome each other by greeting and to get into the presence of the Lord. We praise God for each of you that come each day, and for those of you that are new to this effort, we praise God for safe travel for those of us that traveled to Atlantic City this past week to share in the leadership conference named after our great leader, Dr. Moses C. Norman. We praise God that he's allowed you to go and return back to your abodes so that we might continue the great work of our fraternity. Thank God all of last week we had more than the two or three necessary to guarantee the presence of Jesus in our midst. And we were always in the triple digits last week. We were consistently in the triple digits Monday through Friday of last week. Thank God for each of you. It was a pleasure to put face to name to many of you that were on this prayer call last week. It was my delight to meet so many of you last week, and we pray that God will continue our fellowship and time together. We have a lot to pray for this week, as we always do. Some new incidents of challenges approached us last week, even while we were in session last week. Brother Derek Lott, who's one of our district chaplains, was robbed while away from home and got several items out of his home and took his car and other items that were his. We pray that God will help resolve that situation so that he might gain some peace. And we pray for Brother Derek Lott, one of our district chaplains. Brother Henry Porter, who's our songbird for the fraternity, lost his brother last week. That did not make the prayer line for today's mention, but I'll mention we pray for him as he goes through this week of grief with his family. One of our DRs, DR Small, lost his sister last week while we were in session. And we praise God for the life of his sister. We pray that God will give Brother Small's comfort while he suffers the loss of another relative. While we were in session last week, Brother Guerra lost the mother of his godson. While we were in session, we were all together there in Atlantic City, and the death angel visited many of our brothers. And we pray that God will get us through these moments of despair, where we know that it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. Thank God for each of you on the call. We're very delighted to have our former grand chaplain on the phone, Bishop Staccato Powell, whose name was referenced many times last week for the work that he has done and is continuing to do with us. We're always delighted to have him on the phone. And, of course, all of us were able to fellowship with GB40 as he was with us, he and his wife, last week in the great state of New Jersey. Thank God for having him on the phone. It's at this time that I yield the phone to him so that he might greet us in his own way. So at this time, let us all now rise in spirit and receive GB40, Dr. Tony F. Knox. Dr. Knox, you have the phone, sir.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor. Thank you. To everything, there's a season and time, even purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. Brothers, if we've heard about all the things that happened, all the tragedies, I want to share something that happened last week that touched me. We were receiving word all week that Brother Peavy had gone on the hospice and that his life was short and didn't really expect him to see the weekend. But while at the conference, Reverend Doctor, I got a text from Brother Charles Blunt saying he was with Brother Peavy and that I want to speak to him. As Lord would have, I could not get any reception in the building. I went to every floor. I went outside. But then when I got him, they had left his room and asked if I could send a text, a brief video. So I was able to send that and which they received. And I share that because no one thought Brother Peavy would get to the weekend. But as I understand it, Brother Peavy not only got to the weekend, he was able to go back home. Now, God is up to God as to how long he would be there or what time he has, as we know that God does make the final decision. But as we prayed and as his family prayed, he did spare him that time. And I got one more chance to be able to share with it. So, brothers, every time we look around, God is giving us the signal. He's giving us the signal that he hears our plea. hears our prayer. He hears our call. So, brothers, let's continue doing what we're doing. Let's be bold, as Reverend Doctor has told us, and ask for what we want. Let's continue believing in each other and continue showing that faith that we have as Omega Men have. We have a fighting spirit, and we have that fighting spirit because God has allowed us to have it. And he keeps his arm around us, and he continues. He continues to show us that we are the chosen ones. So, brothers, I thank you every day. I thank you for the opportunity to come on this call and to be able to share, but to hear the good news and the joyful noise on this call. Let's continue sharing and spreading that word. Reverend Doctor, I can't thank you. Reverend Doctor Powell and Reverend Doctor Richardson, can't thank you all enough for the difference that you've made. And everybody on the call is a part of this history and the positive history that we're making. So, brothers, please know that I thank you and I love you all.
And Dr. Knox, you know that we love you as well. We pray for you and Angela and all the members of the Knox clan that God will continue to keep you under the protective custody of his wings. God bless you, Dr. Knox.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor.
Brothers, before I introduce Brother Miller, let me quickly remind you that at about 6:25 every day, let's do our best to sort of curtail some of the conversation so that we might allow other brothers, some of them new to the line, to get on and introduce themselves. So let's be mindful of the fact that not everyone, we will not recognize everyone that gets on the line because we have quite a few new brothers who have joined us. And we certainly don't want to discourage them if they want their voices to be heard when they sign on. So God bless us as we go forward and increase in numbers, that we will also be mindful of the fact that the Lord has given us the blessing of having more brothers every day. Last week we were over 100. Let us be sensitive to that fact. God bless you as we go forward, and we pray that God will bless us in his name. Brothers, it is my delight to welcome to the phone line Brother Courtenay Lumumba Miller, who is the great chaplain, district chaplain for the 3rd District, covering the states of Virginia and Washington, D.C. At this time, let us now sit in prayer and receive him as he brings us our time of meditation and prayer. Reverend
Amen.
Miller, you have the phone, sir. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, good brothers. This is the day that the Lord has made. We promise to rejoice and be glad in it. We are excited to be amongst the brothers and brethren in this time of prayer and reflection. We humbly greet the excellent ministry of service that is provided by our grand bosses, number 40, Dr. Tony Knox, and our grand chaplain, Reverend Doctor, as I term him, Bishop Walter T. Richardson. We praise God for their work. I had the opportunity last night to set my sights towards this day by listening to Dr. Richardson's Omega Favorites, as they can be found on YouTube. If you have not heard them, you should delight yourself by listening to him sing our Omega Favorite songs set to the tunes in his melodious voice. Let us look to the word of the Lord as found on July the 14th. This is the 196th day of this year. And then today, July the 15th, the 197th day of this year. We turn our sights from Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Psalms of Solomon, the three historical books that are contributed to King Solomon, the wisest man the world has ever known, the man who gave us the ecclesia and gave us the example of modern ministry. He gave us the assembly, the gathering, the meeting of the people, where he would walk out onto the portals of his own palatial estates, and he would share with the people something strong from his heart and his mind. He'd had a life of many experiences. The Songs of Solomon was Solomon's earliest writings, full of the youthful passions and fervor that all young men possess. Proverbs were his midlife crises and his midlife wisdom gained from making important choices in life. Midlife, we should have some items set on our table by which would help us to enjoy our meals fervently. In Ecclesiastes, he deals with the issues of the latter parts of his life. He looks at his worldly pursuits, those dreams that he has chased, the wealth that he accumulates, and he learns that vanity is vanity, all is vanity. He receives a commissioning that shares with us that how we should understand life and life's complexities. It's found in Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, and it's one of my favorite scriptures. It says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good and whether it be evil. Regardless of our youthful pursuits and our desires to have more, as we move through the midlife and we correct our behaviors and we have a critical eye towards our decisions, fear not, for in the end, it's the small things, the little things, the friendships and the acquaintanceships made that matter. Rudyard Kipling says these words, if you can keep your head about you when all others are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too, if you can wait, not being tired of waiting or being lied about, if the complexities of life, if we had more money, if we had more degrees, if we had a good job, if our marriages worked out the way that we wanted them to work out, if we hit the Powerball, the pick six, if we could hit the Mega Millions, all of these ifs. But in the end, Solomon says, fear God and keep God's commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. As we turn our corner now into the book of the prophet Isaiah, we know that the prophet is needed in the land. He is to give a scathing indictment to Judah. He is to declare that they are a people of clean lips. He is one who is to stand and declare displeasure with the unrighteousness of the people of God, Israel, and Judah. His commission is for a time when there is social upheaval in the land. There are concerns about the king who occupies the throne. They are concerned about the judicial branches and how justice and mercy are legislated by those in control. Doesn't it sound familiar for such this time? Whenever there is trouble in the land, God sends a mouthpiece. Just like John, who was out of the wilderness, was declared in the book of Malachi, we see him making straight the way of the Lord. It was not he who would be the one, but it was he who was to prepare the way for the one. That has been our beloved Omega. Our beloved Omega, we believe, has been called to declare light in the midst of darkness, to lift as we climb, to provide service to all mankind. We have been commissioned for this season in the time of social and judicial uncertainty. We have been called to make straight the way of the Lord. Each morning we pray in thanksgiving. We pray in love. We pray in forgiveness. We pray even in grief, knowing do not grieve as men without hope. This message of Isaiah that we see in the introductory chapters of this great book of the prophet life, we see that God can be angry with his people. God can declare judgment and make declarations of doom. But God also seals his promises with the promise of hope. There is a balm in Gilead. And our message is not only a message of God's woe and worry, but if we wait in the Lord and be of good courage, God will strengthen our hearts. It's a nationalistic message today, but it's also a personal message. For if we look at the life of Isaiah, we know that Isaiah deals with the woeful life of a prophet, the lonely life of a prophet, the corrective life of a prophet, and then the calling of a prophet. Isaiah, in the year that King Uzziah died, in Isaiah chapter number 6, Isaiah said he saw the Lord. The message for us today, as we near towards the elections in 2020, that it feels like the reverence for presidential piety has died. It feels like the concern and the care for the black and brown have died. It feels like bigotry is on the rise. But like Isaiah, in the year that the king dies, we must see the Lord high and lifted up. We cannot give others what we do not possess as men of Omega, so we must be introspective in our lives of service. It's hard to share what you seek. That is one of the perils of the prophetic preachment that pastors and preachers and ministers and imams and men of faith everywhere face each week, sharing with the people bright gems and royal diadems when they feel tarnished and stained themselves. But in the case of Isaiah, before he could go forth to call the people back to a holy living, to a place of justice and righteousness, he him first had to be in the pursuit of being cleansed and being made holy. We thank God for the images of Isaiah chapter number 6 again. For as he looked and saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filling the temple, and the angels in their glorious call, holy, 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 the Lord God is almighty, and the whole earth is full of his glory. He recognized his own human frailties, for he cried out, woe am I am a man of unclean lips. Brothers, as we put our hands to the plow, promising not to look back, as we engage ourselves in the pursuit of righteousness and holiness and mercy and strength for the downtrodden, power for the underserved, a voice for those that are voiceless, we must go through a period of self-examination, both as an organization, but then even as individuals. We have gotten a first-hand seat on the throne of the throne. We have an understanding of our own inadequacy, but we must be willing to receive God's holy correction. This is a story of God's calling, cleansing, and even God's commitment. As we volunteer for public service and human service and familial service and service even unto ourselves, we're better served when doing it under the veil of God's holy will. For as Isaiah goes through this transformation and the coals are placed upon his lips, he understands his frailties and his weakness by crying out of woes. But then after God touches him and changes him and commits him to what is before him, it takes a personal commitment. And then you hear Isaiah say, here am I, send me. He responds in chapter number 6 directly to God's voice. For God says, whom shall I send and who will go for? And Isaiah responds in the affirmative, here am I, send me. God is looking for people who will go and go in the strength and the power and the might of their assignment. And that is to serve their families, serve their communities. That is to serve and be a voice for the downtrodden. Are we willing to say, here am I, send me? We do not go under our own steam. We do not go in spite of our weakness and frailties. We go because we have been in the presence of the holy and the divine. Isaiah had a long tenure of service, more than 60 years and 4 kings. And yes, longevity has its place. But more importantly than longevity, it's the life that we live. Let's live a consecrated life. Let's live a committed life. Let's live a called life. Let's live a cleansed life that humanity might know that we have appeared. There's a song that I've heard that some of you have sung. We come from near, we come from far, guided by a star. We have something that we call our own, and dear old Omega is our home. We have been guided by the light that we see unfolding in Isaiah's book, and that light is Christ Jesus himself, the bright shining light, God's favored light, God's consecrated light. As we have been called to service, let us follow him as the light. Let us walk in the light, the beautiful light, somewhere the dewdrops of mercy shine right, shine all around us by day and by night, Christ Jesus, the light of the world. And in final analysis, if we must say so, there is that great hymn of faith, that song of strength that says, I'll go if I have to go all by myself. Prepare ourselves, brothers, to march forth as one single unit that Omega is, and go forth as many members but one body, and say justice must be said, mercy must be rendered, righteousness must be had, even as we live to the days that King Uzziah has died. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Brothers, gather your hearts and your minds even now as we consider our prayer requests. We may not have been able to submit prayer requests, but there might be persons in your heart, situations or circumstances that you are concerned about. Center yourself even now that we might look to the Lord collectively in prayer. Take just a moment and assemble those thoughts. O God, our Father, as we consider the concerns of our brothers today, as we consider our requests, as we consider the issues that are burning on our hearts, we ask now, God, first that you would receive our praise and adoration, as you are a gentle and kind servant who demands much from his people. We pray, God, forgiveness of our sins and our unrighteousness, and that even now that you would call us to a place of commitment and commissioning, and that we might answer, here am I, send me. In our forgiveness, we pray for our leaders, our grand bosses, our grand bosses, immediate past, our grand chaplain, our supreme council, our district representatives. We pray mightily for our undergraduate representatives and our second vice grand bosses. We pray for our committee chairs that give our organization structure and form. We pray for our district leaderships. I pray for our chapter leadership. We pray for their families and the ministry of service that we provide. We pray God's blessings upon them. We pray for our nation, our president, our legislative branch, our judicial branch. We pray for those that speak on behalf of the whims and the wiles of our legislative branch in the field of foreign diplomacy. We pray that they speak in truth and in clarity, and that their missions are lined up with the mission and the vision of the founders of this great country. We pray through the effects of slavery and disadvantaged living and oppression, and we pray life and power and authority for the underbelly, that it might see the light of day. We pray for those, lift up those prayer requests, Brother Peavy, that in his days of transition he might enjoy the friendship and fellowship of family and friends. We pray in keeping the possessions of Brother Lot, that they might be replenished into this dark moment, that he might keep his head about himself when all others are losing theirs. We pray for Brother D.R. Smalls and the loss of his sister. We pray for Brother Guerrero, who's suffering grief and will be leaned upon to be a support for his family and friends. We pray for the Crutchfield family as they have lost their patriarch, Warren Crutchfield. We pray today for the brother who lost his brother while we were assembled in the Moses C. Norman Leadership Conference. We pray, O God. We pray, O God, for health and hope. And in thanksgiving, God, that you will answer our prayer and answer by and by. We pray today for, estimated by Brother Peterson, his wife Stephanie and daughter Devonna. We pray for Barbara and Wanda and Alma, Norman and Craig. We pray for Reverend Edward and his sister Charlotte Dorn. We thank God for new mercies morning by morning and our grand chaplain's word of message of hope and strength. We pray, God, for the ministry of Reverend Horrell as he walked through this house of faith in Petricktown, New Jersey. We thank God for the safe return of my Micaiah from her mission trip from the Dominican Republic. We pray, God, for those that deal with addiction, those who deal with all forms of addiction, not relegated to alcoholism or drug abuse, but those who overspend, overeat, overindulge. We pray, God, that those addictive behaviors may seek. We pray for therapists that may cleanse and help. We celebrate, oh God, in praise and thanksgiving for the brothers who have longevity, our senior brothers in Omega, that they may be kept, those that are dealing with dementia, those that are dealing with health issues, those that are widowers that grieve the loss of their lovely bride. We pray for Brother Theodore Green and Brother Robert Gerald's family as they have entered in Omega chapter. We pray that we continually pray for them. We ask even now, oh God, that the 31 families in the third district that have been affected since the conclave assembled, 31 brothers have gone on to Mega chapter. We pray for their families today as they have not been forgotten, but they have been remembered as many of them have entered their first year without their beloved husband, brother, without their beloved father or son. We ask, oh God, that in all things that you would hear our prayer as we continue to pray for Brother Charles Beard of Beta Alpha chapter. We pray that you would continue to pray strength for those things that they are in need of. We ask, oh God, that you would hear the prayers that have been on our hearts and our minds with the people of God as we give thanks to God. That as you would incline your ear to us, heal from cancer, heal damaged lymphoma cells, brothers who are on dialysis, heal those that have troubled eyesight, heal those that have feet that do not walk as steady as they once did, hips that do not bend as fluidly, knees that suffer, elbows and shoulders. We pray, God, for jawbones. We pray, God, for the issues of the brain. And in all things, we give you thanksgiving in advance for your ability to heal and deliver. Now give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. For this we pray with it in resounding faith, love, and thanksgiving. In Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray, and the men of Omega say with uplifted voices, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, Brother Mumba Miller.
Amen.
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 Brother.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Miller.
Be blessed. Brothers and Omega.
Good morning, Brother Gumby.
Good morning.
Good morning, Big Mike.